guys, welcome back to the Sam Squad Book Reviews Podcast, where everything is authentic, real, and like no edits. So if we mess up, I'm so sorry. And my name's Aaliyah.
I'm Alyssa.
I'm Lily.
Haley.
And the book we read this week was called House of the Scorpion.
The House of the Scorpion was by Nancy Farmer. It was a third-person point of view. It had 380 pages, and the genre was sci-fi, fantasy, and realistic fiction.
All right, guys, let's get to that overview, because I know you're waiting for that. So, Matt is a clone, but he spent most of his life not knowing it. Crazy, right? He grew up in a small house with Celia, a housekeeper for the big house on the hill. One day, he meets Marie and Tom and gets hurt attempting to join them in their play, and they lug him up the hill to get help. The housekeeper refuses to help Matt, realizing he is a clone. His owner, maker, and father figure, El Patron, helps him. He grows up from then on as a spoiled brat, having only Maria as a friend. Everyone who's not Maria, Celia, Tamlin, his bodyguard, and El Patron make his life living
hell
through discrimination. Eventually, the El Patron needs another liver, and it is time for Matt's purpose to become reality. However, he escapes and is shipped to a shrimp farm where he meets new friends and goes in search of Maria at her boarding school. He, in the end, makes it back to the big house, which he now owns since El Patron is dead, and they live happily ever after.
Thanks for that great review, Lily. Okay, now let's get into reviewing this book, you know. So how'd you guys like it?
I liked it. It was very decent.
I liked it. It was really good.
I actually did a horrible demonic thing and judged a book by its cover and refused to read it at first. But it's actually really, really good, and I would give it 4.9777777 out of 5.
I would give it about a 4 out of 5 stars just because the ending was a little long and they didn't really get straight to the points and they kind of longed it and they could have really kept it short.
I would also give it a 4 out of 5 because I just, like she said, I wish it was shorter at the end.
I would give it a 4.591232. Ha ha ha. Okay, because like everybody said, the ending was a little sloppy. It could have been better. Like, she could have kept it as long, just with different content material that would have been worth it, or more worth it.
Great. Thanks for those reviews, you guys. Now, I've got some questions. As we've said... Thanks, Aaliyah, for that wonderful background noise. Okay. As we've said already, the book is called The House of Scorpion. Yet, as we've described it, the words or the idea of a house of scorpion hasn't really come into play in the book. Alyssa, where does that title fit in?
Well, at the end of the book, when Matt needs to escape, he finds projections of a scorpion on the wall. And if a true descendant of El Patron can touch, it provides a safe escape from the house. This nicknames the house of the scorpion.
Also, in the book, Celia mentions something about like it being named that and how El Patron, that sounded really white, but how he named it perfectly because she was talking smack about them and was saying like, oh, he named it right because they all scorpions up in here. So yeah.
Great. Thanks for answering that question for me. Now I just have one more. The front of the book has 3 medals. A National Book Award winner, a Newbery Honor Book, and P Honor Book. Alyssa, do you think that it deserves all of these awards?
Yes, I actually do deserve. I mean, the book deserves all of the awards. It was a very, very good book, and I give it credit. It really was very creative.
It moved me, you guys.
Oh, I certainly agree it does get all those awards. Even though it was a 4-star for me, it was better than most of the books I do end up reading, and I appreciate the award that's been given.
I agree. All it deserves these. In fact, Peter Jackson, I know you're going to listen to this, so you should make it to a movie. And the reason why I say Peter Jackson is because he stayed pretty much true to the Lord of the Rings trilogy, and I respect that. And yeah, I just think he should do a book again. So yeah.
Okay, now on to why you guys should read this book. This book is great. It represents a future that we could be close to. It stresses the importance of friendship through hard times. Matt is around our age throughout the whole book, although the problems he is going through are not closely similar to ours, some of them are exactly the same, like friendship and love. This book can teach some valuable lessons, and you should all read it because you know it's great, and you know, kids, don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs. Please don't do cocaine. Don't do cocaine. Sorry about that.
Alright guys, time to go on to the critiques.
So I would critique it because I think the ending, it was kind of sloppy. Like, she went, oh, let's just all smush this into one spot. And she smushed a lot of information really sloppily into the last two chapters.
Well, I do agree with Haley. One other critique I would make is that the title of the book doesn't really fit in as well as it could to the story. I mean, before I started reading it and I just looked at the cover, I was thinking it was going to be something about a scorpion or have a better relation. I had no idea that it was going to end up being this far away and only have a minor understanding.
I also agree with Lily. The book title kind of was like not very what I thought. Yeah, it was very misleading. I wish it would have come to play earlier in the book so I would understand and get it. And I would also change the characters' names because I could not pronounce them.
It's
because
we don't speak Spanish, man. Like, we aren't Mexican, so, you know. Anyways, like everyone said, the ending was, like, a little, like, sloppy. And it was sweet when, like, he found Maria and they're like, let's, like, reunite. And, like, plus I found my mother. But, like, it was very sloppy. Like, the shrimp farm thing, I thought it was funny how he kind of hit puberty during that time and got acne. Don't get me wrong. That was hilarious. But at the same time, it was just, like, mushed together in a long period of time that we did not need.
Okay, you guys. So thank you for listening. And we're gonna sign off with something you can't forget.
No. You know what? We're doing puns up in here. So, say your best pun.
No. Are you a scorpion? Because you live in my house.
That's amazing. Go on, Haley.
How come you never hear a pterodactyl use the toilet?
Why?
Because the pee is silent.
Are you 12? Yes, on a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, okay. This is going smooth. This guy took my cheese, and I said, how dare he? I crack myself up sometimes, you know? Okay, guys, bye.
Wait.
Sorry we wasted your time.
Mr. Pharaoh, this one's for you, you know?
This is for Peter Jackson to see.
Okay, Aaliyah, when I found out my toaster wasn't waterproof,
I was shocked.
Wait, guys, thanks for watching. Tune in next week. Tune in next week for another episode of
Bum.
Catch you later.
We're gonna get copyrighted.